This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Before I take this next phone call, what we're talking about, friends, is a government that murders is not a government of the people. Of course not, because they didn't derive their just powers from the consent of the governed to be murdered by the people that are to represent them. Did you get that? That's how it works. Okay? We're going to get right back to this in a moment. By the way, during the break, I have some more of these ankle biters that are making comments about the show that I made or did yesterday concerning march on over to the Capitol and to blank to fight like blank, H-E double hockey sticks. And I, it's not in me to say it, okay? And I'm not talking about in a righteous sense. This isn't being said in a righteous sense, so I'd equate that to Colossians 3:8, James 1:26, and Ephesians 4:29. Okay? Just want to make clear. I'll be getting to that in just a moment. Before we get over to the topic, I want to take Steve from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Steve?
Hey, hi, Bradley. I saved some snow for you, so I didn't keep it all for myself, you know.
I totally appreciate it.
Yeah. See, I was going to say is, you know, one of the things that troubles me is, you know, over the years, there's a lot of people that say that they make us give them their money, but that's not exactly true because, you know, there's no law that says we have to earn the money, and there's, if you don't earn the money, they can't take it. So what I'm getting at is we grow a garden and grow our food so that we don't have to earn the money and have them take the blood money and force us to let them do evil in our name.
Yep.
The more I do for myself, raising chickens, raising cows, growing our food, fixing my own stuff, not earning the money in a way that the IRS could take it, they can't take that and do evil in my name. You know, and if everybody would do that and refuse to give it to them, I mean, we don't even have to be illegal about it. It's if I sit there and tell them, look, I grew my carrots. I didn't get paid and let you take half the money. I raised them myself. But most church people make excuses, and then the next thing you know, they're really sacrificing that baby to themselves because they don't want to give up what they're earning. They want that evil done in their name. If it means they'd have to suffer a little bit just so that the government couldn't take that money.
Well, it reminds you, the first thing that comes to my aid is to come out from among her and have nothing to do with her wickedness or her abominations. And it's exactly what I see. And it's, Steve, it's not just income tax, which didn't exist before 1913. And by the way, it's supposed to be a voluntary tax system. That's what it says right on IRS publication 557. But what's interesting is everywhere you go, you're being taxed without representation. And then you see the bills that they're passing, it has nothing to do with the America that we live in. It has everything to do with redistribution of wealth or basically taking money unto themselves to push an agenda to further genocide the people. And that's where we're at today, and that's the topic in which we're talking about today. It's exactly what they're doing. And there's no more accountability. And it's a lack of accountability is the very reason that we're where we're at. And I think what's done it more than anything is probably the prosperity that the American people have fallen to because they've forgotten their God in that prosperity. And yet Scripture tells us in Deuteronomy 8 to beware of that. And that's my solution, is to get back to the Lord and care not for the things of the world, care not for trying to save your life, but losing it for His sake and for our posterity's sake, the way that our forefathers did. And I'm making reference to the preamble to the U.S. Constitution. I agree. I totally agree. So, with
us, if you and me sat in the woods and foraged for our food like I did in survival school, and we in no way enrich this government. I mean, Jesus said, pluck your eye out, because if you had to, well, why isn't it keep your money from them so they don't do evil in your name?
Yeah.
How does it all of a sudden turn into, I got to have as much as I can get, and I can't give up nothing, or, you know, people won't even homeschool their kids because they don't want to give up the snowmobiles, the vacations, and all that stuff, and take the time to keep their children's souls from hell. Yeah. I mean, I used to have a discussion with a minister about this, and I says, isn't raising Christian children bringing people to God? I said, if you just sit in your church and save everybody else's soul and lose your own children to the public school, I said, what did you gain?
Yeah.
And the guy, he got angry.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That's our job. The fact of the matter is, I could care less if people get angry for the right reasons. If they're getting angry, you know that they're responding to the truth, that they're not living. And that's what it is. And to me, thank you for the call, Steve, very much. To me, it's sacrificing your children on the altar of what it is that you want in spite of your children. And that's what we're seeing. And going back to the school issue that you just highlighted, Steve, it's interesting how, again, Scripture is clear that you're to train them up, not to basically drop your kids off to be raised up by your sworn enemies. But that's what you're seeing, and they just want you to overlook their hypocrisies. That's why they hang around other people that are guilty. I said guilty of doing the same exact things. So, again, thank you for the call. Folks, when you look at Isaiah 59, verse 12, I want you to listen carefully. Tell me if this is America. For our transgressions, our violations of God's moral law, are multiplied before Him. Our sins testify against us, 1 John 3:4. For our transgressions are with us, and for our lawless deeds, we know them. In verse 13, in transgressing and lying against the Lord and departing away from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the hearts the words of falsehood. Now listen carefully. Verse 14, and judgment is turned away backwards, and justice standeth afar off. Why? For the truth is fallen in the street. That's why we're proclaiming it. And equity cannot enter. Yeah, truth faileth, and he that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey. And the Lord saw it, and displeased him that there was no judgment. So who's supposed to bring forth judgment? It's amazing to me how people are looking to the Lord to do for them what he commanded them to do for themselves. But again, that's where we're at. Read Proverbs 7:2 when you get a moment. Okay? Folks, a government that murders its own is not a government at all. Minnesota just passed a bill. This is the information that I received last night when I landed at 11:24 p.m. in the state of Minnesota. Minnesota just passed a bill, how I know not, to murder babies up until delivery. Are you ready for this? I don't know what it is that people don't see. This right here is the woman, and I'll name her in just a moment on social media platforms. This is her on the floor with her baby. She's the one that introduced the bill to murder up until delivery. I'm not kidding. She's an absolute lunatic, reprobate, and sets as a criminal mind against we the people, even her own child. She's the one that authored the bill to murder the baby up until delivery. We're going to hit it on the other side.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If you want to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933. If you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, I want you to see this, and if not, I'll narrate, okay? A government that murders its own. It's got a picture of this said representative of not American law, but of special interest groups, and finishing off a population within the womb before it gets a chance to come out. Does this sound familiar, friends? Isn't this what Herod did? Remember, he went after the children, 2 and younger? Do you remember when the Pharaoh did the same thing, folks, in Exodus? I mean, folks, history repeats itself over and over and over again. They always want to kill the young in the womb. Why? Because their father does that. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He's a liar. There's no truth in him, and he is a murderer, the Lord said in John 8:44. And Satan knows all the well, friends, that a child is the model of heaven. And the Lord told you not to go there. It's better for you to take a millstone and wrap it around your own neck rather than to offend one of these little ones. Exodus 22 talks about the same thing. He said those that, hey, by the way, this is a version of killing by the sword. Those that live by the sword, you're going to die by the sword. We're going to reap what we allow these people to do, friends. Do you understand? I'm sorry, criminals, because they are criminals. I want you to look at this criminal. This is the author on sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. This is the author of the bill, ensuring women to go ahead at will to kill their babies all the way up until delivery. I'm not even kidding you. This is not American government. This isn't government. It's a bunch of hitmen is what it is. And are they working for you? Are you asking them to represent you by killing off your posterity? Absolutely not. But I want you to look at the picture. This is the woman. She is of a reprobate aura, man. I'm telling you, if you get any discernment, something seriously wrong with this woman. And I'll highlight that in just a moment. But she's on the floor with a mask on that doesn't work, by the way, say at the manufacturers, and holding her baby. Okay? Holding her baby. And, of course, she's trying to pass a bill that passed somehow or another, again, how I know not, last night, to make sure that babies are murdered. Here, just let me start it off. Here's the premise. God hates hands that shed innocent blood. Okay? Proverbs 6:17, Exodus 20:13 tells us that thou shalt not murder. Okay, it's all premeditated, this is, all the way. And it's also interesting to note that the recompense is the Lord will not pardon this. That's what Americans need to hear because they've never heard this from the pulpits. Well, guess what? Scripture tells us in 2 Kings 24, verse 4, that the Lord will not pardon the shedding of innocent blood. In other words, you advocates of this and accomplices of these crimes will be held accountable for the blood that is shed, namely the innocent. 24, verse 4 of 2 Kings. And if you look at 35:33 of Numbers, the only appeasement concerning God's wrath upon a nation is to hold the people that are accountable for doing the murdering. Okay? I'll get to that. You ready for this? Scalia said, before he was, before he departed this world, Tony Scalia said, the Constitution contains no right to abortion. I want to tell you why there is no right. We have a right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, but there is no right to murder. Why? Because the Lord said, thou shalt not. God didn't give you a right to murder. Okay? Kill is different. There's two different meanings, by the way. But the Constitution contains no right to abortion. So how is it they got this passed you concerning the shedding of innocent blood to the equivalent to 63 to 70 million babies, Americans, since 1973? By the way, this is not on me. This is not on me. But I'm doing my best not to be a problem, but to be a problem solver. Isaiah 58, verse 12. We're supposed to bring the answers, folks, and this is the way that we do it. We hold them accountable that are advocating the murder of the innocent. Here, I want to ask you a couple questions, and I just want you to think about it. Since when has it become the people's representatives to make it their top priority to murder their own children? Oh, what I didn't tell you, in the state of Minnesota, this is the first legislative act that was passed. The first act of the year. It was their top priority. You want to know what another top priority is? To make sure not only can you murder your babies, okay, but they also want to hand off licenses to those that are illegal in America. Who's committing the act of treason? Your representatives are. Okay, read Article 3, Section 3. That is a big no-no. Okay, what's the consequence of treason? Death. Right? Look at federal law. Oh, Bradley, you're calling for the murder. No, I'm not calling for the murder. I'm calling for justice. Since when has it become the people's representatives to make it their top priority to murder children? Also keep in mind, folks, and we can take this several different directions as well, the state doesn't have any children. But why has it become their objective to murder the children? I thought they were supposed to uphold that law, not to transgress it. What's worse is that the American people believe that they have the authority to do so. Guess what, friends? They don't. The burden of proof is on them. 1-866-582-9933. Just did a group in Rancho Santa Fe, brought up the same point. They said, yeah, but wait a minute. What about 1973? I said, show me. There's no law that gives the government a right to do the wrong thing. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits, not the other way around. Remember, your representatives derive their powers from the consent of we the people. Did we give them delegated authority to murder our children? It's common sense, isn't it? Absolutely not, Bradley. Well, then we need to put a stop to it on the behalf of the innocent in the womb. We need to be their voice. We need to be their action. We need to be their arms, their legs. We need to be the answer to the prayers and to the cries of those that are crying out for help. Okay, now I want you to think about this. Speaking of these said representatives, now these murderers, that's what they are, and murderers they are making the murder of children in the womb their campaign slogans to get reelected. And then they're doing it with a smile on their faces. Then they use the mainstream media, overlooking massive voter fraud, of course, in hopes of convincing the people that you voted them back into office only to murder some more. We're just talking about abortion alone. Oh, there's a whole plethora of topics we can cover right now. No, that which is taking place through the murdering of the innocent under the guise of law, Psalm 94:20, read it. I'm saying that for a reason. Read Psalm 94:20, is the same global initiative under the use of vaccines to depopulate the planet. Now, I told you to remember the video that I played during the last hour, where Bill Gates said, and the likes of Bill Gates, who wants to depopulate the planet, it's not just Billy, friends, but he's the one that really made himself known in exhibiting the desires of the globalists, as they love to be called. He said the world today has 6.8 billion people. He said that's heading up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really good job on new vaccines, you first, Billy. Then he says health care and reproductive health services, you first, Billy. We could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%. It is exactly verbatim what he says. And the fact checkers are saying he never said it. And I played the video at least 30 times over the last 3 years. Health care reproduction is the murdering of children, by the way. He said if we do a really good job on vaccines and health care, we could lower the population by 10 or 15%. It can't be any more clear. You can't misconstrue what he said. Okay? You can't misconstrue that. And as I told you earlier, friends, Billy's dad should be proud of himself. He was the head of Planned Parenthood, inspired his population control views, namely Bill Gates, as Bill tries to sell to you that he wants to help people when, in fact, he's doing the exact opposite. Now, this is what I want you to hear. This is what I caught wind of at 11:24 last night when I landed. First thing I seen. The Minnesota House narrowly approved. This is happening in several states, by the way. The Minnesota House narrowly approved the Protect Reproductive Options, PRO, that's the acronym, a sweeping bill that would enshrine unlimited murder, abortion they used, at any stage of pregnancy in the Minnesota law. It's not law. It counters law. The legislation, SFI, passed on a 69-65 vote and will next go to the Senate floor. And I want to highlight some of this because I want you to understand that these people do not represent we the people. They represent those that mean to depopulate, no doubt about it. Okay? Oh, P.S., this is only happening in China and in Korea and now in Minnesota. Beware.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Ron Klain, White House Chief of Staff, says He's leaving.
Klain is expected to step down from his position in the coming weeks, although the White House is making no comment. According to a report in the New York Times, Klain's resignation would be the biggest staffing shakeup in the Biden administration since taking over the presidency 2 years ago. I'm John Schaefer.
President Biden is expected to meet with Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy to discuss the debt ceiling.
Speaker Kevin McCarthy immediately pretty much responding on Twitter to that invitation about a meeting at the White House, saying, quote, President Biden, I accept your invitation to sit and discuss a responsible debt ceiling increase to address irresponsible government spending.
That's Julie Serkin. No official time or date has been set. The NFL divisional playoffs are getting underway. Jacksonville visits Kansas City this afternoon, and the Giants tonight at the Eagles. Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Government that murders its own. And by the way, for those that are giving a pass to those that are murdering babies, just give it a little more time because it's coming your way too. Okay? And that's what I try to tell people when this whole pandemic came about. I said, do you really expect a government that's murdered 63 to 70 million babies with the permission of 325.9 million or 329.5 million Americans? Do you think that sooner or later that's not going to come to you? And you really believe that they're looking out for your well-being, for your health, said Adolf Hitler. I'm sorry, said Donald Trump, Joe Biden, Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, all these big pharma companies, heads of the CDC, NIH, WHO. You get the point, right? Yeah. No. It's going to come to you, and it already is. That's what I'm trying to avoid. This is why prevention is better than cure. To the people that are out there and they got the hand of the plow and they're actually doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving themselves, I got a little good news for you, okay? Did you know that in Illinois right now, did you know that 90 counties are saying and they are refusing to enforce the ban on guns? Do you see what you're made out of, Americans, when you stand up? Do you know how the Lord longs for His church to stand up for righteousness? He said He would be with that people in that nation that do righteousness in the book of Acts. Okay? 90 counties are rebelling. They're saying no. Why? Because the governor doesn't have the authority. Just like, now going back to our topic, just like the governor doesn't have the authority to tell you you better take a jab, just like he doesn't have the authority to say it's okay to murder babies. See, why don't we see now what's coming to us? They're trying to disarm us. Just like I told you, it's going to come to our front door. They want to strip us of our right to bear arms. Why? Because they don't want you to be able to protect yourselves from their acts of tyranny. And that's what they're doing. I'm talking about corruption. Okay? But look what's happening, folks. Why are you allowing them to murder babies? What would happen if everybody emptied the stadium, 100,000 people in Minnesota, and said, on one weekend, we're not doing this, impeach the governor, impeach these said representatives, and prosecute them for their crimes. That is the message, and let me say it again, that is the message and the message alone that's going to put a stop to all of this and deter the next crook to try to do it. That's what Scripture teaches us. By the way, so does common sense. So does common sense. So I'm talking about a government that murders its own. I'm highlighting the fact that Anton Scalia... rightfully said, the Constitution contains no right to abortion. It doesn't, but yet they're doing it anyways. I just highlighted the fact that the globalists, if they can't get you through the said vaccines, experimental jabs, then they're trying to normalize abortion. Okay? Because they want to depopulate the planet. I was just highlighting what was in the bill. And I'm just going to go concerning a couple more paragraphs concerning the bill. Let's be clear, the PRO Act would mean it's illegal, or it's legal, forgive me, for any baby to be aborted for any reason at any time up to birth. Speaking of Minnesota, did you re-elect Tim Walz so they could do this? Of course you didn't re-elect him. The mainstream media wants you to believe that he was re-elected. 5.9 million people in this state. 98% of the state is completely, if you want to play the right-left paradigm, red. How is it the small 2% of the bad people win the day? Because they're using the media to deceive the 98%. They want you to believe that they have the majority. No, they don't. Ask Saul Alinsky. Cause the enemy to believe there's a lot more of us than there really is. There isn't. Okay? Nobody in their right mind advocates for the murder of the innocent in the womb. Oh, here's a little side note for those that didn't know. They justify abortion, murder of an innocent baby, 1% rape or incest. What do they always revert to? Rape or incest or potential health problems, which is 6%. What they don't tell you is 93% of all murders that take place in the womb concerning a baby are for social reasons. Social reasons. Is that what they're telling you? No. They want you to feel for the woman that made the choice to break God's moral law and fornicate or commit adultery. 1 Corinthians 6:9 tells us they have no inheritance into the kingdom of God. They're impregnated after they made their choice, Deuteronomy 30:19, Romans 6:16. And then what they want to do is they want to kill the fruit of the choice that they made. And meanwhile, also keep in mind, those women were taught how to commit the crime and transgressing God's law by fornicating or committing adultery through the mainstream media, television, Hollywood, their favorite celebrities, as they call them, and government. And they sit back and say it's free speech to teach young people how to commit the crime. No, folks, you got to understand something about these devils that we deal with, John 8:44. They want you to be as guilty as they are of the crimes that they're guilty of committing. That's what you're dealing with. Come on, let's call it for what it is. That's what it is. That's exactly what it is. They want you to be just like them, okay? So here it is. They want to make sure that the baby can be murdered, dismembered, take a tube and jam it into the back of the baby's head, put salt into its body, at any time, for any reason, up to birth. Well, that's exactly what the bill says. The article says, right in front of you, right now. Okay, here, I want you to see it. Okay? It says it right here. They want to make it legal for any baby to be aborted, it's murdered, for any reason and at any time up to birth. Okay? Said MCCL co-executive director Kathy Blazer. The absolutists' extremism of this bill would put Minnesota in the company of just a handful of countries worldwide, among them China and North Korea. By the way, I have pictures, or should I say a picture, from a friend who's an investigative journalist, Chad Olson, from South Dakota, that back in the 90s went to China with Tim Walz, who said that he drank the Kool-Aid concerning the ideologies of the communists in ruling in government. I got the picture. He's an award-winning journalist. The guy's very black and white. So does this come as any surprise that we're now seeing from somebody that wants to push forth that sort of government or pattern of government or mold of government concerning China and North Korea, that it's happening here in the state of Minnesota? No, not at all. The apple doesn't fall too far from the communist tree, does it, friends? Nope, absolutely not. I want to read one more. I want to read one more paragraph for you. HF1, authored by Rep. Carly Katza Whittinghun from Eden Prairie. See, she's a Democrat. That means they can do what they want. Right? No, we're all ruled by law. We're a constitutional republic. It would create a fundamental right. No. God didn't give us the right to do it in the first place. To murder without limits. It would require that abortion be allowed on demand even late in pregnancy, when unborn children are developed enough to feel excruciating pain, and when the risks of abortion to women increase. It's not about the woman. And isn't it interesting, friends? The American people, as desensitized and as ignorant as so many of them have become today, they drink the Kool-Aid to actually believe that there's a war on the women, when in fact it's the women that are at war with the child. They want to always get your eye off the responsible party. That's called smoke and mirrors. They use it to distract. Politicians and the mainstream media do it all day long. And, you know, see, like in corruption in government, everybody else is always guilty except them. Right? Because they said so. They can't prove it, but they said so. The bill would also deny parents the right to know when their minor daughter is subjected to abortion. This, by the way, is the same thing happening in Michigan under Governor Whitmer. She is an evil, evil witch. You say that's crazy, Bradley, you're name calling. No, I'm not. She ran her re-election campaign on a Ouija board. That's how she sold her sick-minded, devilish reprobates who are wicked to the very core, because that's all they produce concerning the fruits that they have brought forth. Matthew 7:16. But again, if we would read the Bible, we would understand how we're supposed to judge men. We're supposed to be fruit inspectors. And we also, if we take the time to read Scripture, we can see in 2 Corinthians 11:14-15 that Satan loves to transform himself as an angel of light. Now, I want to check this Scripture before we leave here. And I want you to hear it, okay? When I go to 2 Kings 24, verse 4, I want you to listen carefully. "And as for the innocent blood that was shed, for he filled Jerusalem and with innocent blood," he's talking about Jeroboam, "which the Lord would not pardon." Well, that's not what I heard from the pulpit. No, I know. I can tell you a lot more what you haven't heard in the pulpit. When you read the Numbers 35:33, what is that which is going to deter God's wrath upon a people that allowed the shedding of innocent blood? Well, it tells us, Numbers 35, verse 33. And what does it tell us? Well, it tells us, "You shall not pollute the land wherein you are, for blood it defileth the land, and the land cannot be cleansed of the blood that is shed therein, but by the blood of him and them that shed it." Just want to make sure everybody understands that the line is drawn. The plumb line is dropped, and the Lord will not pass this by. I know many people just want to throw it behind their backs and not worry about it. You, my friends, I love you enough to tell you, you're going to answer for what you do and what you don't do on Judgment Day. Now, what I'm going to do on the other side, friends, is I'm going to come back, and I was talking just yesterday about how march on over to the Capitol and fight like H.E. double hockey sticks. And asking the question, why hasn't Trump been charged? Well, I want to show you some of the kickback that I got some of his worshipers in just a moment. Sons of Liberty Radio.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Kathy from Minnesota. I thank God for the Sons of Liberty Radio Ministry. In a time where truth is hard to come by, I am confident that I can count on Bradley Dean. Bradley is not afraid to say the things that need to be said that others are shy away from. Thank you for courageously setting a biblical example for others to follow.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So let's get over to this really quick, okay? I first want you to understand those that are still following and worshiping the father of the vaccine, Donald Trump. I want you to remember, he never built the wall, okay? Not one square inch. There was 100 miles of refurbished wall, okay? But it was never built. That's why they're talking about having to rebuild it. Trump worshipers are trying to justify him for not building the bridge, okay? They're trying to justify him as being the most gay president in history. Trump tweeted of himself as the most gay president in the history of the world. Well, that's incredible. Okay. They're also advocating and trying to justify Donald Trump by trying to strip him of his honor when it came to him being the most Second Amendment president ever in the history of America. Makes no sense. Okay, though during his first 500 days, he created 55 illegal policies undermining the Second Amendment, trying to strip the American people of the right to bear arms. I got all the links here. If you'd like them, I'd be more than happy to send them to you. And guess who told us this? The mainstream media that nobody believes, right? This is also the same guy they're trying to justify. Donald Trump, again, going back to the wall, he's going to build the wall because he wanted to keep all those dangerous Muslims that the mainstream media told us about for 18 years, right? Well, the fact of the matter is Tom Fitton's organization, Judicial Watch, highlighted the fact that Donald Trump gave three times more to Muslim organizations in America than that of Barack Obama. Well, Bradley, we got you on the abortion issue. No, you don't, because when it comes to the most pro-life president in the history of America, that doesn't make sense neither, because we found out the Washington Times reported that Donald Trump, behind the backs of the American people, as a matter of fact, it was one of his first acts that he illegally legislated. He told the people what they wanted to hear, and just like he always does behind closed doors, he does the exact opposite. He actually gave $600 million more to Planned Parenthood than Barack Obama did. Okay? This is what these Trump worshippers try to support, okay? And the list goes on concerning his crimes against the people, but they continuously try to prop up what they can. Oh, and don't forget, friends, that Donald Trump just last month was actually in Mar-a-Lago supporting all the gay GOPs that were in American government. I don't want you to forget about that. See, people haven't come to the realization that what Donald Trump says and what he does are two different stories. I don't know how many different ways I need to paint the picture or show you the fruit in his corrupt basket. I really don't. So what I did is just yesterday I did a show on attorneys are saying Donald Trump told them to march over to the Capitol and to fight like H.E. double hockey sticks. Okay. And what's interesting is, I'm going to give you the quotes here, attorneys have pointed out that Trump's unleashed this mob on the Capitol. I want you to make clear on who the mob was. It was not the Patriots. It was those that were paid to be the mob that they needed to be the mob. Okay? That's why the cameras were there. Okay? Who enticed the people to go in the first place? Donald Trump did. It was one of the things that the attorneys that are defending an individual that's being accused of crimes for being a luckless soul that was there on January 6th. They're accusing Donald Trump of being the one that enticed them. Of course he was the one that enticed them. There's no question about it. That was my point. He enticed them. He said he was going to lead them over to the Capitol. That's all I said. In leading them to the Capitol, that's something Donald failed to do. But I want to tell you who did lead them to the Capitol was Ray Epp, an FBI informant who said of himself that's what he did. And there were several others. The film's all out there for you to see what was going on. The Patriots that were allured to go were friends, the ones that were being set up. So Donald entices them. They're led into the Capitol by FBI informants and paid provocateurs that were bussed in. We know all this. It's all on video. There's no speculation here. Right? We all know this. And then they were attacked by the D.C. police, the FBI informants, the brown shirts, and that of paid provocateurs that were bussed in. Now, my question was this. That's all I asked. Is why is it that everybody's being incarcerated? In for the record, just 2 days ago, have you been paying attention, friends? Now they're going after three Marines that just happened to be there on January 6th. Your government's going after three Marines that just happened to be there on January 6th that they're attempting to charge. Well, my question is this. How come Donald Trump's not being charged? Well, because, friends, like I've always said, these are two wings to the same bird. There was 1,162 different options when it came to presidential contenders, and the only ones the mainstream media highlighted were Donald Trump and Joe Biden. And now Donald Trump's out there, the father of the vaccine, trying to encourage you to get your shots. Do you see this yet, Americans? Who's setting you up? You know, when you look at a Donald Trump, friends, you got to come to terms with the fact that he's worse than even a Barack Obama because he's more slick and convincing to the people that he's deceiving. I'm just telling you to look at Scripture. Weigh everything out into the light of Scripture. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, you're blind as a bat. You're deaf as an adder. But here's the thing. The attorneys are recognizing the same thing that I said right after January 6th. Well, who called them there? Who was setting them up? Who was telling them to fight like H.E. double hockey sticks? Oh, let's stop right there. Let's stop right there. So what do I see? All these people that say they don't like Trump trying to justify him on this one. Wait a second. To fight like H.E. double hockey sticks is in court documents, by the way. Okay, it's not Bradley Dean's opinion. I'm not trying to even make an issue out of that. I am simply saying that he did say that. But guess what? All of his supporters, friends, that are attacking Bradley, they're saying you're getting wrecked by everybody right now because Donald didn't say that. Oh, yes, Donald did say that. And here's the other thing. You're a fool for your pains to suggest that a guy like me is not in the ring all the time. In other words, these dukes are always up. And I'm always here to prove what is being said. Look at this, friends. This is the mainstream media. You know, it's interesting. Judge says Trump may have been urging supporters to do something more than protest on January 6th. Well, who allured them to come? Donald Trump's out there trying to tell you how bad Joe Biden is today, trying to convince you to reelect him again for a second term. And yet, Donald Trump had the opportunity to go ahead and prosecute treasonous Joe Biden for 4 years, the likes of Clinton's, Barack Obama, the list goes on. But is that what he did? No, he did just the exact opposite. Don't ever think for one moment that I'm getting wrecked by anybody because I'm not going to show you something I can't prove. Okay? I'm not going to do it. But, yeah, we don't like Donald Trump, but you know what? You're wrong on this one. Here, look at this. Here's another one from the mainstream media. Before mob stormed U.S. Capitol, the mob was not the Patriots, friends. Again, it was the cameras and these that were leading them to be entrapped and then accused of the crimes of the D.C. police provocateurs and informants. They wanted you to believe that they were the mob. Nope, they created the mob. It wasn't the people that were there that were the mob. I know many people that were there. Okay, but what does it say? Trump told them to fight like H-E double hockey sticks. I didn't say that. I'm just highlighting the fact that he led them. But what do we get? We get all these goofballs that are too cowardice to call in and confront me on the issue. And I want to tell you why. Because they know the truth is not in their corner. One said, that's not true. He never said that. Yes, he did. The guy says, yep, I can't stand it, but this is the nonsense that the MSM pushed. Well, wait a second. You're saying I'm making reference to the mainstream media, which, in fact, the only thing I'm highlighting is what's in the court documents, in legal documents. They can't get that wrong. If they do, they can get in trouble for that. Where did you get your information? The same mainstream media. But one wants to see it for the truth, and the other one doesn't want to. That person, these guys, they're straining at the net, and they're swallowing the big camel, and they're totally missing the point. Totally missing the point. Look at this guy says, yep, I can't stand him either, but this is nonsense, the MSM push. He said, peacefully go to the Capitol. That doesn't mean he didn't say, go fight like H-E double hockey sticks. So what are you trying to do? You're trying to justify Donald Trump. Listen, you can't justify that guy. You don't have a leg to stand on. One guy said, shameless, and it's interesting, friends, when I go back, just to show you the cowards that ankle bite here. When I try to go to their sites, guess what? There is no site. What they do is they open up an account, they attack me, and then they go over and check out their content. There's nothing there. Then another guy said, I can't stand Trump neither, but you're as bad as the MSM. He said, you missed the part where he said, peacefully. Well, wait a second. That's not my point. Why is everybody else being charged except Donald Trump? Because he was the one that led them there in the first place, to be led by FBI informants, to be entrapped, and then to be attacked. Who is this all aimed at? It was aimed at you and me to create domestic terrorists. Boy, people, will you listen, some of you knuckleheads?
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.